Election denier Hakeem Jeffries dismisses Biden family business scandal. By Wendell Hasebo on February 9, 2023. House Minority Leader and election denier Representative Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, dismissed one of the greatest scandals in United States history. The Biden family business dealings and the censorship conspiracy surrounding reporting of it, in a statement the congressman made Thursday. Speaking at a press conference about the Republicans' efforts to probe the Biden family for 9 potential violations, including money laundering, tax evasion, and wire fraud, Jeffries appeared to dismiss the Republicans' investigations into the family's business. "They'd rather go and investigate President Biden's family and laptops," he said, noting Republicans are not helping President Joe Biden pass his establishment agenda. Jeffries' comments came after the media tried to cover up damning information from the laptop leading up to the 2020 election. In March 2022, CNN finally admitted that Hunter's laptop from hell was authentic 532 days after the initial story broke on October 24, 2020, notably calling it Russian disinformation and made up at the time. Likewise, The Washington Post admitted the laptop holds authentic communications that can be verified after not pursuing the story for 532 days. The contents on the laptop indicate Joe Biden was involved in his family's business dealings in foreign nations. Though Joe Biden and his staff have claimed at least 7 times that the president has not been involved in the family business, 17 pieces of evidence suggest Joe Biden has played an influential role in his son Hunter and brother James's activities. 58% of voters believe that Joe Biden has played a role in his family's business. 60% say Hunter Biden has sold influence and access to the president. On Thursday, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, issued a letter demanding Biden family members deliver troves of documents and communications relevant to his probe into the Biden family for wire fraud, tax evasion, and money laundering, along with 6 other potential violations. Hunter has denied the request. Comer's next steps remain to be seen. However, Comer could try and compel the relevant information through a subpoena. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number 1 on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force 2 in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing even to have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.